Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I'm live with us right now. I'm very thrilled to have Mal because that was a very big coup that Reese and Marks pulled yesterday,
yes,
getting Darius Slay.
Yes.
Want to talk to you about that, but I'm not going to lie. We booked Ike Reese for one real reason.
What is that?
We heard he hates Alshon Jeffrey, and we would like to get his views on that. Ladies and gentlemen, our afternoon guy, the great Ike Reese. Hi, Ike.
What's up, Angelo? Do not start rumors. I do not hate Alshon Jeffrey. Stop it.
Well, that's our
right,
boss started
right,
those rumors.
This is all I wanted to know.
No.
All right.
No,
why is Jeffrey, should Jeffrey be cut? Is he going to be cut? Why is he still here?
Well, I mean, he's owed a lot of money. So, I mean, it's easy for us to sit back and say, just cut him and eat the $26 million. But maybe Jeffrey Lurie is not ready to do that. So I would imagine they are trying to see if there's anything available for Alshon. But he's injured. And that's what's difficult. I mean, that's the real reason. He's injured. He's injured, and it's hard to know when he's going to be healthy. Right, he had that injury happen, I believe, late November.
Yeah,
and I mean that could be a year injury. I mean, it took Jalen Mills almost a full year to come back from it. So, I mean, that's a big sticking point right there. Is that if he were healthy, now maybe somebody out there is interested in him. Maybe you could trade him to the Jets with Joe Douglas, who I think was a big reason why he came here to Philadelphia in the first place. So, but until he gets healthy, Angelo, I think it's going to be difficult to move on from him if that's what they want to do.
No, I would like to cut him because he's a rat. He's a snitch. You with me?
No, I'm not with you on that. I'll leave you to your opinion with that. I don't know where the whole idea I hate Alshon Jeffrey came from, but yeah, I do not hate Alshon Jeffrey. I think that might have happened. Remember when he signed? And I wasn't all jumping up for joy. And I came on with you all. And Hollis was on. And me and Hollis got into it a little bit because Hollis was very happy that he came. That may be where that comes from, is that maybe I wasn't so happy like everyone else when we originally signed Alshon. But, I mean, we know what he's meant to the organization, man. You helped him win the championship. I understand the stuff that's out there about him. But, no, it's never personal with me.
Right.
It's never personal with me. I don't hate Alshon Jeffrey. Let me make that clear.
I'd like a brief announcement. Ike Reese was booked this morning on the false pretenses. But fortunately,
exactly,
we have Darius Slay to talk about because you guys got to talk to him, Ike. And he said, I'm not a good cornerback. I'm a great one. How'd you feel when he said that?
Oh, well, I got a little tingle down my spine when I heard that, you know. I've always liked players with bravado, right? But you have to be able to back it up. And, you know, he goes by the name of Big Play Slay, and pretty much throughout his career he's been able to come up with big plays at times, despite playing for the Detroit Lions. I mean, you get 19 turnovers, the type of pass defenses that he's had. I think he's leading all cornerbacks since 2015 in that department. He's a guy who makes plays on the football, and he's not afraid to make plays on the football. I think the best thing I heard that we should take note of that he said yesterday is that he isn't afraid to get beat, and he knows he's going to get beat at some point, but it's not going to shake his confidence. He's going to come back and be just as aggressive, challenge receivers at the line of scrimmage. Like, that's what you want. I think in this league today, too many guys don't want to turn their head around in fear of the ball's going to be thrown over their head, and they don't want to make a play on the ball. They just make plays on the receiver's hands. This guy here, whether he's sitting off in zone, whether he's in man-to-man coverage, he's always looking for the big play. And he's a smart player. You're getting a smart player at 29 years old that understands in-game situations. In other words, if it's third and five, he's not going to be 8 yards off the line of scrimmage, right? He's not going to be 8-9 yards off the line of scrimmage. He's going to be up on the line of scrimmage, making you fight for those 3 or 4 yards.
Right.
And that's what you need right now. And then you put him with a defensive line like they built in up front. I mean, that's just going to make him even that much better and effective as a corner, because pass rush and coverage, it goes hand in hand. And, you know, they got a lot of money up front. Those guys should be better, and that's just going to make your secondary better, starting with Darius Slay.
I want to get into what Matt Patricia did. He was an assistant with Bill Belichick. He went to Detroit. He thought he was brilliant. And then he decided to show up Slay by showing some video of a teammate of his catch a couple balls on him. And he turns on Slay. I can't even repeat what he said, but it was like really negative towards Slay. You are as coachable as any guy. You're one of the most likable people anyone will ever meet. Like, if a coach did that to you, said, what are you doing to that guy, bleeping his bleep, that kind of thing, would you be able to handle that, or would you immediately turn on that coach and not like him anymore?
Not like him. No, I'm going to address that right then and there.
Ah.
Yeah. That's going to be addressed right then and there, right? Especially a guy like Darius Slay. I mean, he's 10 times the player I was as a player. But I'm just saying, as a man, forget about being a player. I mean, we are men first and foremost. And so that's the one thing about professional sports. You know, you have to treat me like a man. If you want me to respect you and go out there and play for you, you're going to treat me like a man first. I got a family at home that I have to take care of, and you're not going to talk to me like I'm some high school kid or college kid. So that would be addressed immediately in the meeting room. If you talk to me that way in the meeting room,
wow,
I'm going to address it in the meeting room. I'm not going to wait and go into the meeting zone for any of that stuff. I'm going to address it right there in the meeting room.
I love that answer. Yeah, you know, he took the hit in that moment, but held the resentment until he basically asked out. I'm in Slay's camp on this one. Ike, I got to get to Jenkins with you, because I know you love Malcolm Jenkins. Everybody did, right? Yeah. Did the Eagles handle this right?
That's another player I wasn't happy when we originally signed either.
Oh, you were?
Nobody was.
All right, fine. But Ike, do you like the way it ended for him here?
You know what, Angelo? The Brian Dawkins situation, that was a wake-up call for me, right?
Yep.
Even though I played the game, even my own situation, the Brian Dawkins situation made me realize this is a business. And so, you know, I think the Eagles felt like they did what they could do with Malcolm. Malcolm certainly felt like he was being underpaid. And the good thing is, I don't think Malcolm was offended by it. You know, I think Malcolm realized he was allowed to be a free agent and go make $16.5 million guaranteed dollars probably in the, when he walks in the door down there in New Orleans. So I'm okay with it. I don't think they certainly handled it much better than they did the Brian Dawkins situation. The good thing is they learned from that. You know, they did it with Jason Peters, Malcolm Jenkins, other guys that have left. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. And I don't think Malcolm has a big issue with it either.
All right, is the Eagles' defensive secondary better with Slay in and Jenkins out?
That's a no.
I don't know.
Well, because I listen, as much as I like Jalen Mills, I don't know if Jalen Mills can play safety. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the real issue. You replace Malcolm with Jalen Mills back there, too, as the safety. So, yeah, I mean, I hope so. Let me put it this way, Angelo. With the addition of Javon Hargrave, I think the defense as a whole is better. I think the defense as a whole will be better next year. They are better right now than they were at the end of the season.
All right, Ike, one more.
Okay.
You're a man. You have established by your answer on the Matt Patricia question, you're a man's man. Are you nervous right now?
Oh, you mean about what's going on?
No, about your foot condition. Yes, of course, what's going on. About the coronavirus. Are you nervous about it?
Yes. There's no doubt about it.
All right.
There's no doubt about it, yes.
But, like, are you adhering to what the governor wants, not going out at all except coming in here? You're really taking all the precautions you need to?
Yeah. I'm trying to. I did have to go get a haircut yesterday. I had to go get my hair shaved.
They're still open?
What?
No, my hair person isn't even there.
My hair, I'm going to have brown hair soon. My hair person canceled.
They're all closed.
Well, they got the order closed yesterday at 8 p.m., yeah. But, you know, I got in there like 11 o'clock. I had to get in there at 11 a.m.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Well, that's good because you want to still look good during a crisis.
We had one other question. Didn't you, the afternoon show, Ange, do a poll?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
person? Hold on. I hate it. Ike, you did a poll on who people would least want to be trapped in their house with, and they don't want to be with me at all?
Right. Yeah, that makes pretty good sense to me. Yeah.
And who do they want to be with the most?
Me?
Yeah. It was you.
Oh,
astoundingly. Angelo, overwhelmingly, nobody wants to be quarantined with them, and overwhelmingly,
right, hold on a minute.
Everyone wants to be quarantined
with
you.
Well, it was on their show. Let's do the same question here.
No.
And Reese loses.
No, I don't think
all right, no, we're doing that. Hold on. Ike, who is, all right, who would you most want to be trapped in the house with? Ike Reese. Me. Who were the other two selections?
No, there is everyone. It was everyone was a part of it. We were all part of it. Some people wanted Al because he wouldn't
talk
that much.
We don't even want to be here the 4 hours we're with them.
Some people wanted me, but I don't think it's because they wanted to talk to me. I think it was because of other reasons.
All right, well, we'll do our poll with me, Reese.
What did Ava say?
We're not repeating it.
Who else? Reese, me, let's see, the camera or Richie?
Jonesy would win.
Jonesy would win?
Oh, yeah. Jonesy had a lot.
All right, Keith Jones, Reese Jones, me, and
Richie.
Howard, so you have a
chance. And Howard Eskin.
Yeah, you can beat somebody.
So and Howard Eskin.
Yeah, there you go.
No, all right, who wins that? Do you win it or Jonesy?
Jonesy, probably.
No, Ike does.
I'll hang
with Ike.
It's definitely going to be Jonesy or I because we're the cool guys.
Yeah.
All right.
We're the cool guys.
Athletes.
Yes, we are.
This is the story of my life. The athletes always win. Ike, love you, man. Great job with Slayer. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, brother. Y'all stay safe.
Ike Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.